This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Vermont's poet laureate took up a different role recently, interviewing other poets about their lives and work. And the result is a book called I Would Lie to You If I Could, Interviews with 10 American Poets, and it offers fascinating insights and answers to some difficult questions about the inner lives of people whose work often defies easy description. Char Dinor joins me now in our VPR studios to yield the interviewer's role as he tells us about the book. Char Dinor, thanks so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you, Mitch. It's wonderful to be here.
I would lie to you if I could. Why did you choose this as the title for the book?
Well, you know, I chose another title originally that was pretty mundane and even boring. It was Voices Amidst the Crowd. And then I realized that wasn't going to grab too many people. So I remembered one of my favorite poems, James Wright's poem To the Muse. And in the middle of that poem, he's talking to his beloved Jenny and says to her, I would lie to you if I could. That's where the title came from that great poem by James Wright.
Why did you want to conduct these interviews with poets?
I realized that I really needed to kind of branch out. I interviewed several Vermont poets, but I realized that, as Frost said, it's important to have the other foot in the nation. And so I just thought I would interview mid-career poets for this next book, and it just happened.
So you gave voice to some poets people may not be as familiar with. There are interviews in this book with poets many will be familiar with, especially here in Vermont, poets like Galway Connell. And I want to get to that in a moment. But first, I want to ask how you approached these interviews, because you're a poet yourself. Did you approach it in that way as a fellow poet, or was your game plan more like that of a traditional journalist?
I guess a little bit of both. I worked in mental health for many years after graduating from divinity school, actually, and deciding not to become ordained, and just listened to folks all day long and realized how important it is just to listen to people. They open up in ways that you can't even imagine.
I love the interview with Galway Connell. You spoke with him before he died in 2014. And among other things, he told you he didn't like being referred to as a nature poet. Why is that?
He didn't like to be referred to as a poet, period. I start off the interview, actually, with that question. He responded, a poet should not call himself a poet. Being a poet is so marvelous an accomplishment that it would be boasting to say of oneself, I thought this well before I read that Robert Frost took the same view. So there's this sort of inherent humility in Galway's thought of him. I mean, the end of this interview, he kind of supports the same idea. I ask him what's the most important thing to him. And of course, you would expect him to say being a poet or writing poetry. And he says, it's a wonderful, surprising realization, isn't it, to find in a moment that we who chose years ago to live as a couple, he's talking about his wife, Bobby, here, are still thrilled to be with each other. Isn't that about the most blessed thing of all? And I said, yes. And then he says, art is wonderful, but the moment love is smashed, darkness falls, deafness falls, nothing survives as it was.
He said that to you in conversation?
Yes. Didn't revise that. That's Galway.
I remember speaking to Billy Collins once about the perception poets have had to fight for a really long time, I think, that their work is not like a conventional story with beginning, middle, and end. You know, he said we should fight the urge to look for any kind of definitive answers in the poems we read. They're not math problems, he said. They're not meant to be solved. Did you have any concerns about asking questions of poets about their work when perhaps they'd rather let the work speak for itself?
That's a great question. I think that poems are, you know, more mysterious in many ways than, say, a short story, and with such verbal economy that it's especially a kind of ecstatic experience. There's a wonderful passage that Steve Cusisto, who's a blind poet, I think captures that, what happens with regard to writing poetry. He said, I remember as a child going into the woods and getting down on my hands and knees and seeing the orchid that you find in the New Hampshire woods. They call it the lady slipper. It's very beautiful. Getting as close as I could to that lady slipper there, down among the pine needles, that's how I see the world, see the image for me as both, as it is for all poets, an opportunity to display beauty and to bring something shimmering into the field of the poem and thereby share it with readers. There is a sharing of beauty that is at the core of all the arts, but at the same time, it is also an improbable discovery, the it, meaning the lady slipper, that I would find it at all.
I think we'll let that be the last word. That is lovely. Char Dunord is the Poet Laureate of Vermont. His book is called I Would Lie to You If I Could, Interviews with 10 American Poets. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Well, thanks, Mitch, for interviewing me. I really appreciate it.